or do you want to suppress something from the report? That way should we go, page by page? Page by page? Okay, let's go page by page. Page 1 of the report where it says introduction, point 1. Do you want to say something?
I don't know why I'm allergic to it today. Okay, honorable members, sorry, thank you. And let me apologize for the deficit because judicial constraints report. This is now. It's like mother, it's not edited because of some of the grammatical elements that you might see. They are still going to do quality assurance for the report because there's a lot of analysis that has been done in the report and we have been dealing with it. And also, it's a minute also, but only before the break. Let's do it like normal. Thank you very much. Then the first...
just a minute. Let me welcome the fact that you said it is not edited, because when I went through it, I saw a lot of grammar mistakes. So I am glad that you have read it here, that you're still going to edit it in quality assurance of the report. Thank you.
Thank you. The first piece of the report, basically, according to the standard that we have, it deals with the mandate of the committee, which is standard for all for committees. This according to what is in the constitution, and the rules of parliament, what committees are. 1.2 deals with the description of the core functions of the department, which is in line with what is in the strategic plan. The one question is where the purpose of the report is in line with the money bills and amendments of business and information matters act. Number 2 is an overview of key relevant policy areas. Page 2. I think there was a mistake in the printing. So the printing actually omitted all the even numbers. The way I looked at it. Overview, yeah.
You left the page, that is the overview. But the overview went is going to page 4, and the page 4 they don't have. They don't have. No. Let them take this. Are you having the same problem?
No, I can take one. This was the one that you sent by email.
Oh, you sent by email. Oh, okay. I have the same
email. But it's one that you might have to read. I'm just looking at the target for the outspoken value to the family age. Mm-hmm. And if the committee needs to consider whether the nurse needs to be the committee next week, or what type of age. Yes, the speaker for both members here, I mean, remove only one left or two left. A heavy study for the whole post.
Okay. We invite the minister to a meeting. We'll check the page and look at this meeting. How is it? It's the mayor next meeting and the minister on that meeting that we were expecting. Is it going to be late when we say the 12th of next month? To invite the minister to come in and give us something on this. Late? It's going to be late. I need to ask it now. It will be nervous for me. We will see what we can do.
If possible, we can certainly do that the half hour before the hour. Since it must be about longer than half hour before.
it's Wednesday, remember?
Oh, yes.
We can invite the minister, if it's possible for members, invite the minister on Tuesday evening.
Yes.
Tuesday evening. To come to the
committee.
Yeah. Then we will get to speak to the members. We will suggest that we meet the minister, and then we will suggest. We will come back to the members and see if we do find the minister so that the minister can come to the meeting, to our meeting as a committee. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay. Carry on.
Yeah. I want to ask Mr. Analyst the document that speaks to policy. I want to ask Rodney because to be the analyst on the policy. On the policy context, let's take the members through what is captured in essence in the policy overview.
We are on the page that is on the overview of the current and policy focus area. Page 3.
At first we deliver the issue that relates to the policy context for the mandate of the department. So it explains that the department provides oversight of our FOCs and how this mandate was derived. It deals with the context of how the policy has evolved and where the department is. If you look at the second paragraph, it says all the SOCs are incorporated as companies in accordance with the provisions of Companies Act 2008, except for Genel. All SOCs are established in terms of their own legislative regime for which they were formed. So DPE is the founder and the administrator custodian of all legislation relating to the establishment of SOCs. It also deals with the PLMA. If you look at the third paragraph, the DG explains how the policy evolved from the office being the office of privatization and where currently it is. But one issue that the DG highlights is in the second page. He highlights the fact that because it was an office of privatization and the change in image being a shareholder department and the current mandate has constrained in terms of resources. So the second part, we also look at the National Development Plan. The National Development Plan aims to eliminate poverty, reduce inequality by 2030. We also indicate the fact that the NDP wants to realize that political emancipation is nothing without economic emancipation. So as a plan, it will go to the second paragraph. The Department of the Enterprise responds that the NDP should be a vehicle of growth and economic development. And in this, it puts on the new growth path and the policy action. But the NDP highlights five notable points which have got an impact in how the SOC function, which is global economic shift, the technology, globalization, climate change, and African economic growth. If you look at the second page, and in the second paragraph, the Department of Public Enterprises, beyond its oversight role, must strengthen its intergovernmental coordination capabilities with other departments in order to respond to the appropriate changes in the dynamic global environment. So this goes beyond memorandum or understandings to cabinet approved framework that first joined program implementation to attain better policy responses. The department should focus its efforts on how to ensure regional cooperation and identify areas which complementary national endowment offer opportunities for national beneficial cooperation. SOC should also reduce the global emission footprint as effects of climate change, especially on health, livelihood, water, and food, with disaster create impact on the poor, especially women and children. The department must improve its planning framework for better policy coordination efforts for global climate change defense. All participants should also be able to use knowledge to decrease and institutional arrangements, mainly information, communication, ICT, need to be better structured and ensure that South Africa does not fall behind the system. So this, for the NDP also continues to talk about the weaknesses in accountability, and that is the last page, the last paragraph in the page, in page 5. And then it talks about the compact, the shareholder compact in the second page, 6. And then also dealing with how that oversight and accountability needs to be improved in the state of national address, because how we look at the political arts and how it evolved. Also look at last year's state of national address to address the issues that were raised by the citizens around the water in the area of Middle Matimba, and we address the issues of provincial roads, the logistic corridors, which were dealt with, which are dealt with by transport. We also address the issues relating to the transportation, to the transportation in the second page, page 7, in the second paragraph, the issues relating to rail capacity, where 11 of the locomotives were supposed to be brought into the board to increase the tonnage moved through Zanzibar. And then other address issues relating to energy, which is a key priority in the country at the moment, and also addresses relating to the introduction of ITTs. And then the last paragraph, including the state of national address, we think the Department of Public Enterprise should in its plan review on how they support the delivery of complementary infrastructure. And this is what we're talking about, whether if water needs to be brought in from the Kulum River and Kobodal River to support Matimba and Nidobi. In its plan, how is it going to show what forum is it using to strengthen that coordination, and how is it implementing programs with other departments, especially for complementary infrastructure? So, and then given the issue that relates to the presidential review committees on state enterprises, as you know that it was in the last MTSF 2009 to 2014, it had 21 terms of reference and 4 work streams. One, it was on development and transformation. The second is governance of ownership, business case and viability, and strategic management and operational. So these were the areas that were identified towards the level and successful state-owned enterprises. So in the second page, we're saying in this last week, the committee recommended that the department integrate these 4 areas raised in the CRC in the planning process, while the investigation of SOC conducted by the CRC was not confined to SOC within the department. Portfolio, it is important for the department to develop mechanisms which will require expression in their mandate. In this regard, there is a need for the department to institutionalize CRC recommendations. There is also a need for the department to ensure that as part of its annual performance plan development process, mechanisms should be set out on how they contribute to the CRC recommendation. So we need to see that alignment happening. And then the second part deals with delivery agreements, which are outcome based and relates to what the government is responsible for in line with the GPFE. And the government is actually responsible for creating for the outcome suite, which creating an initiative competitive and responsive infrastructure network. So in this case, we look at Eskom's build program, we look at progress for middle peak, the transmission lines and renewable projects. As you know, when you bring in renewable projects like solar, wind, you need transmission lines, and Eskom is responsible for most of South Africa's transmission lines. Or there is a need for better coordination between the two departments, energy and Eskom. So by the time they create the transport program, Eskom is also ready to see this transmission line. So then we look at the IPPs that have been signed. We look at in the second page 10, 11, Transnet, and then we look at the locomotives. And then we look at the iron ore expansion, which was ready for the 2010. So here we talk about the last 26 of the 32 that to facilitate the increase of iron capacity to 250 metric tons of effort and acceptable operation during the 2013. So the department responds to that. So then we look at the coal line expansion up to 816 tons. We look at the main container terminals. The page 12 and 13 relate, and 14 relate to transport and looking growth through transport infrastructure. And then the 15 deals with different employment through inclusive growth. These outcomes are also the basis for the today's submission of the medium-term budgetary statement. So then we can have how allocations going forward are going to be made in prioritization of the main. So the one of different employment looks at the land in terms of 15, and then it looks at localization and transformation through complementary supply development program. And then for number 17, at outcome 5, skills and capable workforce to support inclusive growth. This relates to the national skills development strategy, the national skills accord, the new growth path, new development plan. The issues relating to higher education and training, economic development, and CR, mostly we still need to reinforce this going forward because the levels in which we still can improve, especially in coordinating with industry, especially if you look at teachers, you look at the SACWA, you look at there's a need to improve for this outcome. But the government has done a lot, and agencies have done a lot to make sure that the progress. In 18, the outcome 7, by the time it is considered with rural development, the department is not responsible directly for rural development, but two entities are led or operate within a rural context in South Korea. So that's why it ends up looking establishing on this outcome. But we still want to see other entities playing a bigger role. And this will have to be done through a coordinated mechanism. So I'll shut it down over to Lee, just to take us through the financial and performance and recommendations. Yeah, it's an
activity. Okay, the summary of on page 20, summary of 2013-14 key financial performance. This comes from the BRRR of last year. So all the recommendations are as per last year. So this is just a recap to see what happened as per last year's BRRR. I won't go through everything. And then going to page 22, it's the overview and assessment of financial performance. This I presented last week. It's basically a review of what happened in the 2013-14 financial year per quarter. So I'm not going to go through it again. Just that the department paid 92.6% in the 2013-14 financial year, and this is much less than they spent over the past 5 years, basically. And then we go to page 26, the finance. We added the financial performance of the entities. So that is basically what was presented last week by the Department Annual Report and the Auditor General. All this information comes from the Auditor General report or from the Department Annual Report. The 4.2 is because of the performance of the entities. I just speak to the audit outcome and if they made a fight, if they made a profit or a loss. And most of the entities made a profit this year. And they all received unqualified audits.
You mean all entities?
Well, we don't know what you say. I'm not talking about the one that's presented. Okay, and then going to page 29, we look at the reporting performance for this financial year, 2014-15. That's just looking at the first quarter expenditure, which was again highlighted that they underspend according to what they projected spend. And they expect to correct the lag during the adjustment budget. So it's just something that I highlighted because it also happened in the last financial year. And on page 30, we look at 4.5 to 2015-16 MTS allocations. Okay, in the request to the National Treasury for the next financial year, 2015-16, they haven't requested any additional funding. However, given that ESCOM will probably receive equity injection, like I mentioned, SAA and SAX, but we'll have to put it in here. Because whatever the people go via DTE and nothing is it regarding that in the MTF submission. And this will obviously, it will be a big impact on the budget, but it will be transferred to the entity. So it will be a one-off, but it will be a big one-off. So it's going to give a big discrepancy in their budget. And then the department has asked to prioritize funds from program 2 and 3, the legal and governance and the strategic, to program 1 administration. And this is again regarding compensation of employees. They're moving money from compensation of employees in program 2 and 3 to compensation of employees in program 1. I think this is something that we need to watch, because they keep on moving money to program 1, especially under compensation of employees. And then although they spend it, they always is also underspending, it usually occurs. Mm-hmm. We're seeing this, and also talk about they don't have the skills and the retention and stuff, so not really, it's something we need to watch. And then the department requested rollovers from 2013-14 to the new financial year of 5 million. That's just for product. And then 4.6, looking at the MTA financial allocations, according to the current budget, 2014-15, it goes to 249.6, so it's 9.7% increase. So that's looking at what's happening at the moment, current budget. And then 4.7 is concluding comment on financial performance. I just say there's been a significant decrease in the department's budget. Okay, from 346.9 million. In 2011-12-59, this is mainly due to the decrease in the transfers to SOC. And then going forward, they only receive the inflationary compensated increase. And I think some of the money over and above compensation, over and above inflation was for the compensation that's increased in 2011-12 and increased the staff complement was increased in that year, but that's just going forward being carried forward. Okay, then I just take that in the last financial year, 2013-14, well, the previous 4 years, they spent about 97% of the budget. However, in 2013-14, they only spent 92.6% due to failures to political posts and delaying completion of some projects. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So
that also
is
our...
Yeah, the political posts
and political posts also need our attention to the department so that we see if those posts are well received and what are they doing to, if there are no skills, what is the department doing to make sure that skills development or skills are there for the department to run through?
Yes, because they can't give that specific post and it's all move money to compensation of employees. It's a mismatch between what they're doing financially and what they're saying in the afternoon.
Okay.
We will go through the list.
The most important by number five. It's always been a certain number of performance. So yeah, we look at
could you please just repeat to us the last sentence that you said? You said that they can't move money from...
No, what I said is if they stay here, they are out of space due to failing for political posts.
Yes.
But if you look at page 30, they're moving money to compensation of employees. So they're putting money there in the budget. But then last year they say they're underpaid because they don't have to due to failure to call folks. So they're putting money there but they're underspending on compensation of employees.
Okay. Number five is with an assessment of service delivery performance.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're looking at what is it that the department is being measured against in terms of service delivery orientated performance, which is in bullet points I'm saying it's ensuring reliable generation and distribution of electricity, local and specific assumption of roads and rails, network, external access information, ICT, decent employment through inclusive growth, and then world development and inclusive growth. And then we look at ACC development monitoring. That the department has initiated collaboration with the DJI, the Department of Higher Education and Efficiency College to ensure that there is collaboration in terms of skills development. And then the fourth one, there is a skills development steering committee, which is chaired by the department and DHAC. It's the district will also elaborate further on the money that has transferred, for example, a threshold of 125 million in funding, funding from NSF for optimization of transfers in the very training facility.
We don't have a 10-year budget,
no. 33.
No, mine starts with 5.13.
Yeah, it's down to 118.
5, 1, and 2, and 1.
Okay. Okay, I think there's an omission of 5.1.2. Let's see. 5.1.1. It goes to number 3. You don't have it, huh?
No. Let's go from 5.1.1, the SOC skills development, SOC skills development monitoring.
Yeah.
And then 5.1.2, the youth empowerment and nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 5.1.3.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was still on 5.1.1.
Okay.
At the top, let's have a graph of top there. I was just doing it. And then corporate social investment, okay, which is 5.1.3. This one basically speaks about the CSI program. The department does a CSI forum for all people companies which is the deputy minister. And the one that is coordinating all the CSI programs of the department. And then the AND is looking at the areas of education and health, including enterprise development and social economic development. Also, there's also collaboration with University of Stellenbosch with regards to the telematic satellite pay system, which is to improve the teacher learning pay support system. We're also highlighting the fact that the deputy minister, Ben Magwanisha, and the deputy minister of communication, Ms. Laberi, launched and the installation of the system case problem. A computer app that is only delivered by South Africa. We also mentioned that Daniel has found the 4 boreholes at Chikindaba Secondary School in Goza Hill municipality. To access water. Among some things that we highlighted, 2.1.4 is enterprise development, which speaks about enterprise and supplier development workshop affairs with all employees, procurement units in partnership with the NYDA and the National UN Accord. To discuss different proposals on how to improve enterprise development initiatives. Then the second product is for the partnership with SOCs and other key stakeholders. The first GPE and SOC youth camp was held, and 100 learners doing lesson lines, mainly from rural schools in the first stage, participated in the South City. In addition, 5 youth career and information efforts were hosted across the provinces, and these were mainly dealing with issues of medical science. They also donated pocket dictionaries. They also donated to various school libraries to support learners who are doing specifically math. Civil engineers, accident technicians from state to state were sent to schools to do educational jobs. who also mentioned on that for 1.3 times, strategic partnership. That for the first year, there has been a progress in the rollout of the
relationship. Sorry, you are very fast, and I'm not sure if the members are following.
Yeah.
Are you following?
I'm following.
Okay. The thing that I wanted also to raise is on page 22, when you speak of Imura, could you give the specific and say it's in case of Kidd and considered and of course also?
Also is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
read it. Yeah.
And then 5.1.6, which is word strategic partnership. That has been a progress in the rollout of the CFP. The CFP is the supply development program of the of community supply development program of the country, of the energy. A real achievement has been the conclusion of a 50 billion standard locomotive fleet procurement contract, which announced on 2014. This will add further 8 billion of localization benefits to the capital economy. And that's one of the landmarks of that. The second paragraph also mentioned that the department has championed and supported the establishment of a centralization supply development association, which will provide shareholders with direct feedback regarding the effectiveness of the supply development program, as well as provide ideas on how the impact of this program can be enhanced. Funding mechanism, 5.1.7, the African strategy was developed to provide an overarching framework that will guide SOC investment into the region, which is the African region. We also mentioned that on the second thing, there was the facilitation of the innovation funding solution was implemented by signing of a memorandum of agreement on understanding with the Development Bank of Africa. The purpose of this MOU was to support the origination, the stability, preparation and funding of major projects, specifically those managed by SOCs under the GDE. Some of the fruitful results of this MOU include the signing of an agreement with the European Union and the African government through the GPSA on infrastructure investment program, amounting to 100 billion. The aim of this program is to deal with the lack of infrastructure development that the South African Western region is experiencing. 5.8 deals with a project oversight in relation to departments that during the year, the department will know that it's for a project management office that is launching the last fiscal year. They have managed to establish this department that this unit will be implemented in the financial year. The PMO, which is the project management office of the department, is to provide project management support to the state integrated project. Furthermore, it aims to standardize reporting in all agencies, particularly as common standards dealing with data projects. It will look at common approach for consensus information with regard to the costs and timelines of projects and timeframes. 5.2 deals with the annual performance plan. It shows the total number of targets for 2013-14 and the total number that has been achieved by the department. So in line with the performance information of the program, the program is APP in the administrative program. The department did not deviate in all activities. Planned target with deviation only one relating to the procurement process of an irregular experience of 711,000. Also the legal and governance department did not deviate on all planned targets, with reaching target set of the review of ESCOM PhD special pricing agreement and position paper on ESCOM and transfer about their challenges. So this particular team is looking to what all of the programs of the department performed in terms of what they have put in their annual performance plan. And then 5.6 goes into detail in terms of the performance of programs. In terms of administration, actually the first paragraph there just gives a highlight of what is the mandate of that particular unit does, which is administration. Program 2, it also explains that it provides, which is legal and governance, it provides systems that align the company with corporate governance practices and government strategic intent, and also highlight expenditure thereof. 5.3.3 deals with the portfolio management and strategic partnerships. and then that is also as clarified that particular program has got 5 sub-programs, which is in line with the 5 sub-programs, which is Caribbean Broadband and Fiber. And also deals with, for example, 5.4, how the Caribbean Broadband and Fiber unit has performed, which is what is financial. This is also in line with what it's in terms of what Lee has presented in terms of how the different programs and programs performed. The 5.2.6 gives us a transport enterprise that they align the corporate strategies and performance of South African Airways, the company itself, and its end customers, which are transport enterprises, to what happens if we can change and performance target. Sub-program on economic impact and quality alignment. It aligns the shareholder on the side of SOC in relation to the overarching government economic, social, and environmental policies, and implement strategic interventions in order to contribute towards the achievement of national objectives. Strategic partnership is the sixth sub-program under portfolio management. That one establishes and is focused on strategic partnership between SOCs, strategic customers, and suppliers, and financial institutions. And then the state achievement score will look at the key report achievements for each for each program. The second one deals with the first one is administration. It says that the program capacity was enhanced by the appointment of a DDG, corporate management, which was not there before, to provide strategic direction within the program and improve systems in order to enhance organizational performance. We also said that the department significantly reduced the vacancy rate from about 10% in 2013 to a current level of below 1.2%, which is 1.8. We also look at page 40, the last paragraph there, the department hosted a brief senior officials meeting in Pretoria, which was set by the Director General. The meeting emerges from the BRICS summit held earlier in Durban, at which member countries agreed to rejoin BRICS ministers responsible for the shareholder oversight of equity. The first wave of cooperation, and a change of information and best practices.
You remember in the report that it was saying the BRICS was not the BRICS summit that was not, that did not, that did not happen.
Okay. And then page 41 shows the department has continued to strengthen intergovernmental relations through provincial engagement programs. They have held meetings with provincial government, housing, Northern Cape, Eastern State, Northwest State, also Natal and Limpopo, different engagement sessions were held to establish strategies led by the deputy minister and relevant entities. They enhance alignment between the investment lens of SOC and those of provincial growth and development associations, and also enhance quality and scale of relationship between the two. When we go to legal and governance, still on page 41, as part of the shareholder responsibility, the program continues to engage associate boards through statutory meetings, such as the annual general meeting, and on a need basis when cases arose. Furthermore, the union held an induction for associate boards to appraise directors on the government's official intent for their SOC, their duties, responsibilities as board members, and the need for boards to supply the service for service evaluation processes. Page 42, the department has successfully received and aligned SOC constitutional documents to clarify their mandate, codify the order expectation through the logical framework and ensure clear delineation of roles between Minister, which is a shareholder representative, and SOC board. The new remuneration standard was submitted to the Minister and emerging cabinet on two occasions. Based on the Minister's recommendation, the final submission to cabinet is expected during the term of the new administration, but has not been concluded yet. In addition to the above, there was successful settlement of a 2 billion legal team in Chisholm Island, Alona. I get the department at Stockholm. The appointment of the liquidator shall be at the advanced liquidation of Aventura. Drafting of transformation deadline for the transformation of FLC legal environment. And then successful association of the limit as contacted from an onerous contract in Senegal. We look at the portfolio management and strategic partnership of the different entities of the proposed. ESCOM has to still remain financially stable with a projected profitability of 6 billion at financial year end 2013-14. The department continues to support ESCOM in maintaining business sustainability by supporting ESCOM's application for electricity price increases, analyzing and supporting measures to solve gaps that have arisen due to differences in ESCOM's application and on what and what the regulator ultimately approved. It also speaks about the capacity that the interest of ESCOM to increase capacity in substation. If I go to number B, which is broadband infrastructure, it's further said that broadband infrastructure plays a critical role in providing backbone connectivity for national long distance and international connectivity and providing broadband services to underserved areas. The department contributes substantially to the development of broadband policy with a focus on ensuring an efficient way of rolling out broadband and generating the true potential of facilities. And further speak about the collaboration that broadband has in terms of initiatives such as the FAA. In this regard, the department assisted the company to conclude the sale of wide capacity to the Department of Science and Technology to the value of 600 million. Broadband connectivity with subject countries has also increased through the completion of the cross-border lines of presence. Connections that link South Africa to Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, Swaziland, Namibia, and Mozambique. With regards to CBMR, it says that the department has consulted with other departments on the various options to preserve the assets of CBMR moving forward. The fact that CBMR assets are present for present possible resources related opportunities and cross consultation on the possibility of relating these assets to universities is currently being facilitated. And then target has been briefed and a recommendation of also made on what to do with the project going forward. With regard to GRAL, the company has returned profitability with a 70 million as profit. And then has been granted the highest corporate credit rating by Fitch Credit rating agency. The business reported a 21 billion order book in June 2013. And showed a 50% improvement to 30 billion by June, by December 2020. This will enable the business to meet its plan of doubling revenues to 8 billion by 2018-19. Furthermore, this program of the land is critical of the Department of Defense through the African National Defense Force. Has given us a contract to produce 48 of paper infantry fighting vehicles for the African Army. The program is critical in maintaining the country's advanced manufacturing capabilities in the defense sector. It will also promote industrialization. Furthermore, 2013-14, GRAL revamped its space and fiscal capabilities through a collaboration and collaborative relationship with the African National Space Agency. Alexco. the FSC has delivered a government of application to the Responsible Community with the 120 million upgrade of the Alexander Township Bay, Alexander Bay Township infrastructure, which will have to do with electricity and roads and other sanitation things. it was completed in 51 March 2013, and the town's registration confirmed by 22 November 2013. In the 2013-14 financial year, the minister approved the structure for the SOC to become a diversified mining company to improve coal supply in support of the national energy security imperative. The department is working closely with the SOC to ensure success of the strategy, and significant projects will be announced in 2014-15. With regards to Stockholm, the 2014 was proven to be challenging for the SOC due to slow recovery of this sector. My mind kind of, the SOC will announce the new corporate strategy within the ambit of the revised role in 2014-15. Transnet, the department evaluated the approved Transnet PMA Section 54 application to present 1,054 locomotives, which is instrumental in the drive to move more volume today from the road to rail. And these are the details of the tender that was awarded to supply the particular contract. In terms of SAA, following the completion of the HDS on 2nd April 2013, SAA subsequently implemented various aspects of the strategy from key highlights, including the conclusion of the alliance with Air Rachel, Red Airways, Etihad, JetBlue, Virgin Australia, and Rwanda Air. This has allowed SAA to grow a network and expect it to reach around the world. During the financial year under review, SAA also took delivery of 4 new A320s. This is part of the program to modernize the existing fleet SAA. The airline is also in the process of acquiring a long overall aircraft for its international route. There's a material task team to monitor the implementation of the LGTS, which is comprised of the EDGs from the department, as well as the Executive Minister of SAA, and both SAA and the Executive Minister of SAA. So what can I expect? They have submitted a 2020 vision and strategy in July 2015, which is fully aligned with the LGTS. This was to ensure that there is a coordinated and aggressive approach to operations of the state aviation assets. The failure of the airline SAA, the Southern Express Airways, is reporting their annual financial statements on time remain a challenge. This makes it difficult for understanding their financial balance. It's imperative that SAA and Southern Express Airways comply with the Companies Act and the Public Finance Management Act in reporting financial performance. While the department has restored 16 audits out of 8 SOCs, only 2 ESCOM and Genel presented skin orders outcome well. Football, Alex Corbett, Benz, Christopher and Hansnett were qualified with finding on principle of access and compliance. Unqualified yes. An opinion for South African Express and SAA could not be expressed due to lack of financial statement. We're looking at the issues of climate change, aviation, biofuels, and carbon tax issues. On number A, we look at the government department collaboration on water and environmental issues. There is an MOU that has been signed on March 2014 with regards to collaboration on water and environmental issues. Fantastic, this was part of the delivery performance findings that the department, the committee has undertaken only one overhead visit to Medupi power stations to assess the process that has been made in the construction of Medupi. The visit coincided with the countdown towards the installation of the 6th year of Medupi power station scheduled for December 2014. Then it's information with regard to relevant external research assessing performance of the department. The department conducted external research mission and consultant. In the year under review, an amount of $6 million was spent on consultants. The department conducted research on the following. An independent evaluation of the Eskom's program quite rail reforms and school remuneration standards, career management, memorandum of incorporation, and then the list is listed there. But all, these are all issues that the Department of Justice consultants for. Inconsistency of pitch, up in reporting of utilization of consultants. 2013 and 2013 and 2014. So the steps are taken by the department, and this is depicted in the table below. These are the table there. It depicts.
I think in that table, remember, what we have seen in the last year's reporting has been repeated in this year's annual report. But for instance, if you look at the first table, which is 2013, the 4 hours, 6 hours, and the contract date is 2024 for ESCOM sales program. For this year's reporting, the same hour, same resources consultant for consultants, but then the contract value is 624. So it does not make sense that the department needs to explain this kind of reporting, because it doesn't make sense unless they had to reinstate some of the issues, you know. So if you look at the price rail, they've done the study with the same resource and it's also the same date, but then the data is changed. So that's what I think that they need to explain what has happened. Maybe it was a reporting error in the past that they reinstated, because they also lost an audit because of some data from the census. And then in the performance results, the same, the department's performance resulted based on the results of the first quarter performance for 2014-15. So what we see in the administration, they set 12 ABC targets, and then they achieved 18 years, and then the I-18 development assessment, service development improvement plan, SOC, performance review, and contract management, and the 3-year evaluation of the plan hasn't been done. So in the leaders, out of 5, they achieved 1 target in the first quarter. So the one that they not achieved was Namako Mines resolution, which is the legal issue, governance, shareholder management day, risk modeling, tool, SOC, procurement framework, and in the energy and broadband 10, the achievable target. The ones that are not met is the analysis of annual report, the strategic intent statement, negotiation, and approval of shareholder content, the specialization, position of the broadband circle funding panel, and the mine industry, which is the current determination by NASA institution reform strategy. So the main that one. The development in the manufacturing also out of 10, 4 were met. The ones that were not met were also analysis of a report preparation for ministers addressing the AGM, strategic intent statement, which the strategic intent statement is a statement that is prepared by the department, which is the basis of the shareholder compact. So they didn't done that, and they also did meet some of the things that they said on the negotiation of for the third quarter, for the third quarter. But they're not doing well. It shows that they're not doing well in the third quarter. So out of 12 targets, the government in the transport also didn't meet some of the issues like analysis of transfer today, annual special stress manual for the president, intensive negotiation and approval, assessment of federal report, assessment of transfer development program, quality assessment of airline fleet renewal program, the monitoring of the African long-term internal bank strategy, South Africa, express 2020 vision strategy is that accept a nation for the economic vision to the environment state and the whole of state policy, which talks about the intent to bring the whole the state aviation assets into one house, if you want to put that way. So this is partnership out of nine, the government has just three. So the government looks like the best performance of this department because the kind of not achieve a funding, the ones that are not achieved are three. So if they were...
Out of that nine, you said the department is not achieved three.
In the three, it's
not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this one looks like performing well compared to the peers, but the target is funding the SOC that we have met, the target participation content framework, and the coal mining fund. This was to get the background around the funding program of SOC, on the recommendation of the PRC. There's a need to understand the balancing of the development mandate and the commercial mandate. The commercial mandate, which is profit seeking, and the development mandate is the one that has to invest in the community. But then there is a need for also to understand how far they can go in terms of capitalizing their balance sheet. If they lose money, how do they get supported? Is it through grants? Is it through injections, capitalization? So the department should have come up, was supposed to come up with a framework to determine their response towards the SOC. So the private sector participation concept framework is how private sector companies can assist SOCs to be more efficient, to be more creative and all that, and how do they, the department works with the private sector, which is industry. Obviously, it's the supporting industry and other industries. Then the coal mining fund was also a very big determination to say the need for black industrialists, especially to support the securing of electricity. So a fund of about 200 million of set aside, and it was supposed to stimulate participation among entrepreneurs, especially from the historical disadvantaged communities, to support the securing of the coal and electricity as well. But these have not moved. These are some of the issues that were identified last year. So it would be last year, 2013-14 budget, but then they haven't been achieved. And then they have carried over to the 2014-15, and in the 2014-15 there's no movement. But then they remain part of the strategic plan and part of the annual performance plan. So it is interesting to see whether they cannot be re-prioritized and re-oriented. I don't know what would be the mechanism. But then the conservative man says the Department of Consumer Crisis is not directly to government, but rather the supreme mandate of shareholder on behalf of the state. The department has received all the resources to be able to increase over size of the capabilities of eight SOCs. The department is in charge of using limited demand resources and also competing critical skills with other organizations. The SOC's performance is still volatile due to economic context and the regulatory environment, so your regulator still has a lot of issues. Your cost regulator, and then your mandate. Your mandate is when for ELECO, then how do they move from the mandate of diamond mining to coal mining? So ESCOM in the past has suffered financially due to MRT3. This coupled with policy statement of keeping the lights on at all costs. ESCOM sorted with and possible downgrade. There is a problem there. Currently, ESCOM requires that intervention from government to continue with this big program. The reconfiguration of government has led to broadband and telco being moved to the Department of Telecommunications and Social Services. The transition should be implemented and monitored carefully. South African Airways and South African Express government are not going to report the challenges. So this conception, the long-term turnaround strategy, which is South African Airways, has not been resolved and it was implemented appropriately in line with this pillar. Transnet is counting, it is continuing with its counter-cyclical investment program. The economic conditions should be monitored as it changes can lead climate change possibilities. But if you invest when the economy is down and you have some things like last year they say there was a labor crisis, Transnet slowed down and now China is also slowing down. So the investment strategy needs to be monitored carefully because China is our main lead partner. So the cost-related issues of patient funds remain a challenge to Transnet. The application of this assessment will continue to challenge the letter and its mandate. The company needs to be supported to find sustainable ways of diversifying its operation while maintaining a positive balance sheet. So the bid of settlement was a court case that was won by the Arabs, one that they continue to have the mind and refer to them through the research they manage and then it came into a PSDG. Now Aleppo only cannot go there in the mine to mine their own, and it should even look at the mine, but I possible should there be someone get sent to the mine, they can still have to pay. So those are some of the issues that they have to deal with, you know. So SAPCOL is operations are threatened by land games. If you said actually right now that almost 70% of the operations are under strain. The NEL continues to improve on its growth in its performance. The entity needs to be monitored and supported in order to remain sustainable. So the department should prioritize the steps that assist in the implementation of the annual plan, strategic plan, and the achievement of policy strategy. The department did not perform well in the third quarter. The department reduced its set targets during planning and process implementation. There's something wrong there. But the point that I'm trying to say is that the department, the research that they see, how does it find itself in this plan, the annual performance plan? How does it support the government shareholder management? How does it support the program? You know, so sometimes they set themselves very high and then they do something that is not part of what they are setting themselves. And so there's a mismatch in what they are doing. And sometimes they set a target and then they just negotiate the target and don't follow through the target. So when they achieve in that, they say they have achieved that performance, some of the targets have already been discontinued. So it needs to improve on that.
Well, there is no consistency in what they are doing when it's to improve their or to reach their target. Is that what you are saying?
We can take the shareholder management deal. It's been said, but if there's movement to think we have a draft, you know, in the third quarter, we have something in the second quarter, and then we have cabinet, you know, so sometimes it's just, it's not following through in terms of what it's supposed to do. And part of the studies that they're carrying out are not addressing what that they say they're going to carry out. So throughout the mismatch in terms of what they're doing. So thank you. I think I'll just...
members, I am not sure if you are... You are marking or taking cognizance to the point that needs our attention as the committee. Could you please do that for me? Because I just write need attention to those issues that the land development advisor is raising.
Yeah.
I think that you should do the same. I also have a raised a concern on the the previous statement, where they say the deputy minister has not come to, I'm not sure which deputy minister, is it the deputy minister of communication or the deputy minister of this department, which is also a concern to me, because when they are launching this program, and also, yeah, when they are running this program, they don't follow those programs up. Number one, they will launch a program in a certain rural area where they will put computers in a school. And those computers, where the school is, there is no electricity. What is the use of computers? Or the electricity is there. There is no one in the school that can teach children on how to use those computers. So those are my things that we need to follow up as this committee. I just needed to raise that. We can continue with the report. We are not interrogating the report. This is just the issue that I'm raising. And I hope I'm not interrupting you members in your concentration. Thank you.
The purpose of coming to is where the first part of the finding is due to the technical issue. We put this, whether we believe that the public department is reporting is in line with policy, where they are. For example, what we have put here, I have not left this thing here, just to give the numbers as what is filed. But that's the one thing that we looked at, was that the department, what they put as a target, is not in line with what they report on, or they report on the target. When they came here, their target that they have put them is too vague. So those are some of the things that we find that they really that we feel that they are taking care of what they do with the reporting of the department. So we get the finding of the department that the commission says that they still need to improve on how they set their targets, to show that their targets are measurable and they've got a time frame. So they were able to follow up on them and measure them at the end of the year. So that's what we're going to put here. And then members can add as to what kind of issues we put for the second time thing on this particular report. And then on 3.2, the other level of operational issues. We have noted that the department has been able to develop the board, but we are still, there is no development in the head of every area in the report. Most of the policies relevant to ethical society in other police departments, the department must give a suggestion when the police department has developed a framework in which they are able to effectively contribute to the implementation of the ethical society in the process. In this regard, a legal framework to support and enable SOC's performance to be developed. The department has relevant institutional policies to address mandate and to achieve and see for its outcome. However, the department's internal control environment should be significantly improved. In this regard, the department must improve the issues raised by the OSHA, pointing to weakness. This has been addressed. So the department now has the same angle again. So I'm going to delete the second part of the paragraph. Now it must put the paragraph that has talked about the governance issues of SAA. Renoting the issues that are SAA of the information of the SAA board member. Is there any member that would like us to think about governance issues apart from the SAA and public expert airways?
No, please the presentation.
And then you're going to come in, okay. And then the other issue is the delivery performance of the department. The department has achieved 82% of its planned target, which is 18% improvement on the 18% of the national year. The department response is still over the 3 million in the respective of the department's just focus on performance management and management of performance conscious of the management. 6.4 is the financial performance including funding for policies. The department has improved its financial performance and has obtained a clean audit. The department has improved its financial control and has reduced its the use of consultants. It has also kept its interest rate at 1.8%, which is far below the threshold. Then for the recommendation. These recommendations, some of them we have to remove them if they need to that the department has already addressed. Because some of them we find that we have to do it and we have to put it there if the data is not addressed. The committee recommended that the Minister of Public Enterprise of Finance to consider allocation of certain resources for the financial interest that by total implementation of the SAA National Turnaround Foundation, allocating additional funding to compensate development and address the human resources constraints by the Department of Health Care, considering the same relations of shareholder management of the interest of the and developing a framework for funding agencies of rural development programs. The Minister of Public Economy should review the ATP of the department to ensure that the three instruments affected by Megan and Money 25 ensure that there is a direct correlation and alignment between the ATP and the annual reporting format. Capacitate the external body functional department to ensure improved record keeping and compliance with the next legislative framework. Consider introducing relevant systems as well as considering evidential requirements during the annual planning process in order to ensure that all predetermined targets are achieved. Increase oversight for mistake of functioning through robust and regular interaction with SEOs, board members, concerned committees, regular visits to consultants of major projects as well as opposites and best of the end. Ensure that emphasis is placed on monitoring that the SEC's implementation of the government policy of equity is realized, especially their outcomes as they have an impact.
As they have an impact, which number is it? And it has an impact on people's lives. Consider introducing a shareholder management bill which will empower the department to carry out oversight responsibility for state-owned companies more effectively, especially in providing guidance on how to align SOC strategic priorities with government policy. Consider providing the committee with shareholder compact signed with state-owned companies in order to empower oversight responsibility. Consider institutionalization of the recommendation of the Presidential Review Committee and SEC. Ensure there are improvements in integration, harmonization, and alignment of planning and implementation across all spheres of government and state-owned companies. Ensure that the guiding framework of SOCs are completed timely and implemented and provide a stable working environment. The department should ensure that the SOCs comply with the framework. Those are the recommendations.
Those are our the recommendations. Can we... okay. Marie, Honorable Teddy and Honorable...
It comes to point 9.2.8. That is where the whole problem arises. That is to actually integrate and the alignment of planning between the different departments. As you mentioned previously, now, just like a few minutes ago, about, for example, you said that the Department of Education. It's all about planning. So this must be tied down and interaction, I don't know how you can address it, maybe to put it back to you in the AP caucus, but maybe where the problem lies under the Presidential Overview Committee, there is a new structure form to actually see to these things of integration between the various departments, especially with the National Development Plan, to get things loaded out. And that's why, if that's not aligned, then we will not have economic growth in South Africa as well. And we will hear that afternoon, what is the percentage of economic growth. So I just want to point out that's where it all starts, 9.2%. Thank you, Chairman.
Chair, let me appreciate the presentation. It got a bit long, that's why I might even take long.
By the way, we are on the accommodation. Are you also on
the accommodation? Yes. I see broadband is coming from time to time. There was an issue that broadband has now been removed from the panel.
No, the report is what that has. 2013-14,
the
broadband has been removed only now.
Only now?
Yeah.
The
process is still ongoing now.
I've noted a lot of abbreviations. Can we attempt better in the process of us improving on the document? I see you are on entities that receive the audit. We are only talking about ESCOM and delay. No mention of FAA and the other.
The entities that have got reported, so those are the entities that they are reporting on. FAA and SAF did not give any report, so that is why they are not mentioned as entities that have
reported. No, let me finish.
Okay.
So I'm saying, as we analyze the report, it should be very clear on where do we stand with regard to this one. Because the impression is that the impression that we might create is that we have left them out, either by mistake or some other reason. I don't know how you arrived at the 83% performance target. I've put them together. They are not 83. I've put them together. They have achieved 64, 32 out of 64, which translates to 50%. So I don't know how you arrived at the 83. You see, this case that talks to, according to my document here, page 50.
Yes.
Where you start by saying 12 out of 8, 5 out of 1.
Yes.
I put all those numbers together. They come to 64 targets and achieved RPE2, which translates to 50%.
No.
Unless it is not
that. Let's give him a chance so that.
And then they'll clarify it. And last, coming to recommendations, which is very key there. I see there are four instances where I'm saying the department must consist. They must not consist. When you consider, you might decide otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So that consider must go out.
Okay.
Throughout. Consider providing compact. They must provide compact. Throughout. You must remove your consider there. You must also add there must be consequences for non-performance of charges. That's another recommendation. A new recommendation. There is also an issue on, you remember last week, the issue that came up very sharply, the retention strategy, where we're saying people are coming to take people from the department and take them to entities. So that issue needs attention as well. So I'm saying, as a new recommendation, the retention strategy, I don't know how can you call it, but there must be a recommendation which talks to the patient strategy.
Yeah.
So that people must not come and call you. It should be the other way around. I remember yourself who said entities are supposed to be put for other schools to the department, not the other way around. So, those are the issues that I think.
Honorable
thank you, Honourable Barrett. Looking awesome. Chairperson, I found it very hard to put you as the committee recommended that the Minister of Finance should allocate the necessary resources to ensure the successful implementation of South African Airways long-term turnaround strategy. And the reason is twofold. One, we haven't seen their annual reports and financial statements, so we have no idea what they say. And let's be honest, I think the department has absolutely no idea what they say. We've just seen the resignation of six of their board members, again. I mean, it's a continual cycle of chaos, for lack of a better word. So I don't think that we can have that kind of recommendation in our report, simply because they haven't had the good business etiquette of doing what they're supposed to do, which is provide an annual report and annual financial statement. So how can we possibly recommend that they give them resources? Because we have absolutely no idea what they need and what their current position is. So that's my first point. Chairperson, and then my honourable colleague mentioned the retention staff, and I see here in 9.1.2, allocating additional funding to capacitate the departments in addiction resources constraints. So I'm wondering, shouldn't that be the Minister of Finance in consultation with the Minister of Public Enterprise? Because the Minister of Public Enterprise is going to have to let the Minister of Finance know what her department requires. So I think it's going to be the two of them sitting down together, coming up with exactly what they need. And we've heard that they've already sat down together, so that's a good sign. Chairman, 9.2.8, where we say consider providing the committee a shareholder compact. I don't think we should consider. I think we should ensure that they're provided with those shareholder compacts. Because unless we know what the stipulations are, we can't really hold the entities to account. Because we need to know firsthand what exactly they've agreed to and what their targets are. So I don't think we should consider that. I think that should be ensured. And then share the bugbear of all bugbears to me is 9.2.5. Increase oversight over state-owned companies through robust regular interaction with CEO, board members, audit committees, regular visits to the construction site. Change is great, but an oversight must be executed in a proper fashion. And did someone know, and everyone on this committee will know, from emails that circulated regarding the last Medusa oversight, it was not defensible the way that oversight was organised. It was organised haphazardly at the last minute. DA members that actually were going to go on the committee, on the oversight committee, were not even contacted to be told what arrangements were, what flight arrangements were. So people were left off that should have gone. And let's be honest, Chairperson. We hadn't approved in the fourth parliamentary programme, and it was also done in a week that Parliament had allocated to constituency work, not to oversight work. And my chief whip has taken it up at the Speaker's office, and we are waiting for a reply, but it is not normal habit, and certainly should never become normal habit, and something that I myself as the DA rep on the rules committee have also brought up, the fact that committees may not go on oversight during constituency periods, because that's why we have oversight periods. So if we're going to put something like 9.2.5, we must add there and ensure that these oversight visits are done in a manner in which is acceptable to the city. Because there's no point if we do oversight that is one-sided or not properly planned, then the whole thing might as well be null and void.
Thank you, Honourable Michael. Let me respond to the oversight of emergency. It was not done by us as a committee. It was a joint visit, and everything was done by the Committee of Energy, not us. We were accompanying, or we were part of the Committee of Energy going to emergency. We had nothing to do. Maybe the mistakes that were done by the Committee of Energy. This I will raise with them, the Committee of Energy. I think that's the correct thing to do.
Also, what I want to raise again before. Oh, okay. You will give us a. Or in the retention strategy also. I am not sure why are people moving from the department to the entities and not from the entities where they get the gist of everything and come and help the department to run the department with all the helping with all the things of length. So but they raised the issue of salaries. With the government raised the issue that their salaries are lower than the salaries of the SOC. So the people will move from the department. But if the department have a contract with people that are working with the department and saying at least when you are working with this department, because the department has taken you from maybe from nowhere to come and work here, you need to stay in the department for so many years. That's 3 or 5 years. And stay with the department, then you can move wherever you want to move to. not necessarily to the airport, but you can move to wherever. Then the department, at least by that time, the department is solid with its administration, but that by that time, I think that will be an additional recommendation to what the members have said. Could you research, could you give us, even though, the response to what Honorable Teddy has raised?
Yeah, on page 50, it's actually the performance results at 5.10.1, it refers to the current financial year, 2014-15. The 83% that you referring to refers to last year, 2013-14. So for last year, the 83%, that's according to the annual report, that's where we got the biggest problem.
So this is the current situation?
Now the current situation, 5.10.1, on page 50 that you were referring to, it's the current, it's only for the first the first 3 months. So it's from this year, April, to the end of June. So that's where this, so that's why there's no percentages, it's only for the first 3 months. Yeah. Okay, but you don't refer to that, it's what they stand for the first 3 months.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Advisor will add.
Yeah, on the recommendation, we need to think about the financial and the recommendations to the minister. So on the financial, I would want to agree and align with Mrs. Michael's assessment, which is correct to say. We did not see the long-term turnaround strategy. So this was a recommendation that we also need to consider in the financial situation, and also the issue of skills is persisting. Is the issue of retention and attrition is persisting in the department, and there has not been any determination from the department itself in terms of the critical recommendation. But one area which we looked at is the Auditor General, SARS. They are government entities, but they operate in a different regime. And although when you look at National Treasury, they are also government department, but they operate in a different regime. So Treasury would still attract certain accountants, economists, financial and tutorial planner in their own and police analysis and still attract them at the right level, you know, so and retain them. But the department, we don't see it happening. So someone who has certain financial analyst qualification would get 1 million in the sector. So the department cannot get that, you can only get 1 million as a DDG. So they, in an analysis, you can get, but so they don't respond to what is happening there. So that, but they still try to, so they, the depending itself has to be about what bigger role they play, so which is a bit of a difficult the challenge at the moment. So that's why we are saying in some of these recommendations, one also area that is really a problem to the department is the area of the mandate, which is the commercial and the PSR, the developmental mandate. So I'd like to agree with you, Mr. Marin, when you say this issue of oversight is a problem, you know, of alignment plans is a problem, because if you go to Middleby today, you go there to Middleby, you want to build a power station, you want to build the dam, but at the end of the day you end up building a clinic because you are developmental, and you also build up a school because you are developmental at ESCOM. Where is education? Where is the National Department of Education? Where is the National Development of Health? And where is the Provincial Development Department of all of these? where are they interacting? What's the operational competencies, mental competencies that are supposed to deliver in schools and administrative, and also at the local level, at the district level, and at the local level. So we find that we don't get sufficient evidence that this development mandate is really coordinated. So when you go to the annual settlement plan, you know, the IGR is seen, the intergovernmental relations staff is seen, the PMO is very thin. They can't be everywhere at a given point in time. So when these things happen, even the analysis that has to go into that, maybe the handing over of a lab and how the role of a process is going to be and the monitoring and all that is going to happen, there's no capacity within the department to think their development mandate through. So it's a bit difficult because they are expected to have a development mandate, but at the same time they need to do this kind of commercial activity. So at that point, we need to ask a broad question to say, what is the role of other players and how are they coordinated? So I agree with the fact that there's a need for consequences of underperformance. There's also a need for removing sensitive width, and that's why I agree with the issue of oversight and abbreviation is going to go back and review the document and we'll address the issues of abbreviation sufficiently. Thank you.
Honorable Chair.
You think that the fact that we are to come in about it, we are starting to suggest the justification of oversight by your board. You see, because I always have a problem with a whole range of people, starting from board members, the whole committee, executives, and I would still have challenges in the entities and the government. So if someone is not doing his then that's my thing. Because effectively, in the case of this department, we have 8 boards. With how many people? Over and above the executive. You are playing AI. You still have challenges in NGT as a department. Surely, you know, you must have been required. Someone. So I'm saying, maybe you might want to, I don't know, who monitors these board members? If these people are doing what they're supposed to. Because some of these people are appointed on the basis of particular case. That's what they're supposed to be assisting this entity. Someone. The So if it's not happening, then it must be happening. Maybe you might want to add another committee which talks to the minister. The I don't know how can you call it, the minister monitoring the performance of this board member, someone. Because these are people who are supposed to be, if I appoint you as a board member, I want you to assist me as a minister to be able to effectively improve on the performance of my duty. That's my take. Yeah. So maybe you might want to add that new recommendation. Minister, somehow. Yes, because I'm appointing as the board member to assist me to perform. So if you still have challenges in all these entities when you are there, I was even saying yesterday in one other department, some of these people are in full time as board member, over and above as executive, but you still have challenges in entities and departments. Surely this is unacceptable. So we are adding a new recommendation. The minister, this time around, mentoring these board members that he's appointed, to ensure that they execute their mandate at that point of time.
Thanks, Honorable T.G. Are there any recommendations that you want to add? If none, I almost said Honorable Secretary.
No, there's another one, Chapter. I'm honorable among members. Honorable Deji, that's one issue. Last time we did this recommendation,
they are always saying that you must not say, you must not use words like must. Especially if you are speaking, if you are making a recommendation to the minister. Because we must say that the minister should ensure
you are the people who will use the correct language. See, now we will use the language that we get from the masses on down there. So you are going to use the correct language, the official language that is correct for us to use. I think we are done with the report. We adopted with all the amendments, that are there.
Yes.
I put in, you can't say yes, I put it in after you raise your hand and you adopt and you support with all the amendments. I'm waiting for a hand that is seconded. We are going further to our agenda. The next item on our agenda,
Chairperson, please discuss with the DA, your still takes back to our caucus for final deliberation. Thank you.
All the amendments. All right. We'll go to the consideration and adoption of draft minutes. Do we have the minutes with us?
The minutes of the 17th September 2014, page 1, do you have honorable Michael and honorable Michael, but you always look at each other's eyes.
We go to page 1 of the minutes. Nothing is wrong, has been written wrong. We'll look at the corrections and also the deliberations that took place on that day. Are they correct or not? Hey, so we must include that it was also on the minutes of that minute of that day. Page 1, page 2. This was during the time of the 8th minute. Page 3. My thing is not working that way. My emails are not...
correct. Okay. All right. And Honorable Mara, your hand was up.
That is the
opportunity. Oh, okay. Fine. Okay. But anyway, yes, I agree with you. My name must be there with all the thick writing.
In bold
writing. And the other minute, and the other level that I need to. I'm a friend, my siblings are not a man. These are the only minutes that we have. Where that? Oh, this is the one on the minute of the 15th of. It says 15th of Wednesday. What month?
September.
Which one are this? 15 October. Okay. You don't say Wednesday, you put the month, 15th of October.
In the subtraction calories.
The introduction. It didn't go through too. Oh, you're still going to amend some the introduction. Okay. Page one. Page two. The introduction will be amended. It's incomplete. You see? The last sentence. Yeah. This means that there is a full repetition of that day. Honorable Pandang agrees. And we'll certainly be Honorable KD second. Then, this brings us to the end of our meeting for today. Thank you, Honorable Miras, for cooperation. And if there is any mistake that I have done, it's not done by me, it's done by the committee. And if there is anything good that I have done, it has been done by me. Thank you, Honorable Members. The meeting stands at the end.
Thank you.